have a vacuum either.
What about a broom?
Whenever you need something, say, oh, I have to have this video something, you take the little credit card that we let you use for emergencies, and go to Walmart or wherever and buy it. Now, you could have done that in the vacuum situation, too.
No. No, because I asked you about it, and you said, we'll figure it out when we get down here. I asked you about it a week ago.
Why don't you just get a broom, son? I'm not busting chops. Why don't you get...
No. We don't need, I really didn't say that he should call you to give him a hard time, because I've already got the vacuum packed. It's not a problem. I was just saying to get his point of view.
All right. And what point of view is that? Bart, what is your point of view on this?
He doesn't have a point of view.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
he just told me I should call.
You do the radio show, Daddy. I thought you might want somebody, you know, another member other than me calling in. That was it. We don't need to get the third degree.
I didn't even call you.
You're the one that told Bart to call.
I just knew what I was told.
I didn't, honey.
I know you didn't call me.
I didn't call you. I didn't ask the boy to call.
You know, but a lot of times I hear you talking, and I, even if it's about something that pertains to us, I all in.
You know, as a casual observer, Frieda, I heard Frieda say he just called to get his point of view, and then when he started... When you asked him what his point of view, Frieda jumped in and said he doesn't have a point of view.
But she asked him to call with his point of view.
You can't ask somebody, what their point of view is. I thought you could have one of those kind of... Okay, let me explain to you about your radio show.
Did you just want me to tell him, like...
No. Here's the way the radio show works. And okay.
If I was going to get scolded, I wouldn't have called in.
You're not.
If you were going to get what? Scolded.
Yeah.
You're kind of a hero here.
I just thought a lot of times if we're having a discussion that relates to the home, I call in, we banter, we chat a little bit.
Yes.
Then I go on my way. I just thought maybe Bart never knows when to call in because he's out of hearing.
But right.
He might like to just call in, chat, banter a little bit, and then go on his way since you were talking about a topic that pertained to him. That's all.
I already, before we went on the air today, in real life, I already yelled at him about making sure that he's appreciative of you coming down there and helping him out.
Next?
Isn't that true, son? Didn't I yell at you good about that today? I mean,
yes.
I'm not making that up. I called him on the way in.
All right. I just should have... you know what? I'm a listener, not a caller. I just...
Now, hold on. Listen, honey, you hold on a second.
My mother's a whore.
Hold on. I need to...
Oh, dear.
Now, your mother is living with us. What's up with you?
Well, I'm just trying to be a good listener now. I shouldn't have meddled.
Hold on. You just said that your mother is a whore?
Wow.
Hold on.
Hi, this is John's mother-in-law. Big fear.
Listen to that. You said,
I shouldn't have meddled. All I was, I
said,
thought, I like to hear Barty on the air occasionally. He's never on the air. And because he doesn't know when to call in, I just thought it was a good opportunity to have a little relatable.
All right, you know what? I think, thank you, and I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Okay, hold on, Bart.
Okay.
Hold on. Which line is she on? Let me make sure. Okay. So, here we are. Just us now.
Just the guys.
Hey, Bart.
So, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm telling you, she is going to be wound up by the time she gets down there.
I know.
So you be cool with her. And really, like I told you off the air, seriously, you know, appreciate the fact your mom's coming down there.
I really do
help
appreciate
out with that
it.
Stuff. I think she wants me to probably yell at you about how stupid you are about stuff like electricity and stuff.
What are you talking about? I did the electricity today.
There you go. See, hero.
I did it an hour ago.
Okay, well, then,
what's doing the electricity? Is this some sort of new college prank?
It's getting it turned on and getting the billing set up.
It just happens.
Hold on a second. Did I hear getting the billing set up? Have we been in South Carolina too long? I just heard your son say getting the billing set up.
Well, that's what I was doing.
How's it?
Oh, man. All right. Listen, how many more exams you got? One more tomorrow?
One more.
One more. All right. Do your best.
Y'all doing well?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Okay. All right. Clean the place up. You know, make it presentable when Mom gets there.
But I'm moving out.
Well, I know, but don't leave it in. Clean it up so that when she gets there, she's not like the cleaning lady.
But she never was going to be the cleaning lady.
Okay, who is going to be the cleaning lady?
I am.
You are? Okay, all right. Well,
you requested the vacuum.
Good. Well, I bet that's probably why Mom had you call, so that I would give you, that you would have some directive like this then. So you will be doing the vacuuming.
Yeah, I just asked her to bring one because she said I shouldn't buy one.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, I guess. Okay.
All right.
Good. I'm cool with this. You know,
I think he's fixing to take care of all the cleaning.
Yeah, I reckon.
All right, well, y'all have a good day.
Why? Why are you so mean?
Because I'm married to Mom. That's why.
Don't fret about your kin, Bart.
Don't fret.
Happy Mamo Day.
Happy Mamo Day.
All right, I'll see you. All right, bye, son. Love you. See
you. Love you, Jim. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now just give me 1 second.
I don't think you handled that well.
I really don't know what she wanted me to do with him calling in. It's like throwing him into the lion's den.
She thought she was helping the show. She said she thought he would have a relatable about the moving.
I think all you did get was a little bit of the tone that we both are. And anybody with a kid has gotten this tone. When I asked him about the electricity, mm-hmm. right away, almost the Napoleon Dynamite.
Hello.
It's on. I just turn it on.
I did the electricity.
Yeah. I did the electricity.
And I remember stuff like that.
Mom, I got exams. I don't know when I'm going to turn it on.
Exactly. Yeah. See, now this maybe this is what you really wanted. Do you want to just, you know, he can't hear. Go. You want to unload a little more on him? Go ahead. I know.
No, I mean, it's all under control. I didn't expect you to yell at him. I mean, I expect you to do that in real life, not on the radio.
That's why I said I did, though, on the way in today. I yelled at him.
What I'm saying, I wanted the facade of, you know, you being good friends and then all being lighthearted on the radio. In real life, you can tear him apart. But that's not, I just tell him to
hold
call
on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah. Boy, you're really pulling back the third curtain today or whatever it is. I don't know what you're talking about, the facade.
I'm joking with you.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't know, Lucy, that you were going to, you know, be on the show today and do a skit with me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought you were good at improv. Sorry about that.
Oh, God, I should have gone to the acupuncturist today.
That must be it.
7 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be driving down the road. All you'll see are taillights on the big truck.
You see it.
Yeah. We'll be eating taillights.
There you go.
All right.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Well, no, I guess a question for everybody but Frida. Do you think it's a wrong thing if a man on a Saturday morning drinks at 8 a.m.?
No.
Not at all.
Buzz?
It depends on the circumstances.
What if his wife is just leaving town for Mother's Day?
If you have no responsibilities, then you're an adult. Go for it.
I know one boy that would agree with you because while I was downstairs getting things out of his room to move to Clemson,
yeah.
found a good old bottle of champagne in one of the drawers.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Leftover
from New Year's Eve.
He lives the high life down there.
Well, it's a sign of class.
Fat rat.
It's like going to your son's room and finding the champagne and condoms.
Don't forget about the thing that grosses me out is I can deal with finding. Now, they're not used condoms.
Of course.
My kids,
well,
but they're
thank
just
God for that.
Of condoms. What grosses me out is he does the skull.
Oh, yeah, the dips?
Do
you find his dip cups down there?
Yeah, it'll be like a big Evian bottle.
That he's just
spitting in.
It looks like it's full of dark tea.
Yeah, it does.
Nasty.
Yes, it does. That's nice.
All right, so this weekend, would you please buy us a new vacuum cleaner? Because I'm taking the old one down to Bart.
You got it. That's my Mother's Day gift to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So how'd she figure that out already?
All right. Well, listen, I love you, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Mother's Day,
you are
Frida.
A great mom.
You know, well, if you're judging by the product, I hold back on the kudos.
He's fine. I'm proud of him.
He's fine.
He's an artistic, creative kid.
And your godson wanted to wish you happy Mother's Day
as well.
Yeah,
right. There's another one that I...
All right, can I get mine in first, please? Okay,
I got yelled at last year, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Frida. I've been trying to get that in for 5 seconds here.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank
You're
you
welcome, Frida.
Happy Mother's Day.
That was from Mike. Shut up, Buzz. That was from Mike.
Yes. And I said, thank you, Mike, first of all.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Good. All right, baby. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
You don't need any help.
He could throw in an FU. It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. He's got that many extra credits.
But listen, the thing is this: about would we have this type of discussion? What are you doing?
What?
Well, you were looking at your hand like you were looking at notes you had written in your hand.
No, I wasn't looking at my hand. I was looking at what's in my hand.
What's in your hand?
My license.
Ah.
You know what you are?
What am I?
You're a cagey bastard.
What am
you're
I?
A, who's the cagey bastard? Oh, he's dancing now.
I'm yeah. dancing.
Where's Born to be Wild? Did we throw that away?
I have it.
I think we threw it away.
I only got three wrong.
Very good.
Yes. There it is.
Congratulations. Mike, it's time for you to do your victory dance in Buzz's face.
Victory, here it is. My motorcycle license, Buzz.
Well, congratulations, and it's a victory for you, but is it a victory over me?
No, it's not a victory over you.
That was just me saying.
Yeah.
No, if, in fact, technically, if Buzz goes to DMV and gets his passes his test the first time, he trumps me. He comes out ahead on that one. Wow. But
no,
I was...
You got it first.
I would like to apologize to everybody at DMV who may have heard the F word today. I got up at...
Can you hear me?
I got up at 6:45 this morning. And went on the internet and took these sample tests for half an hour.
Good for you.
And reviewed the book very briefly and went in. And the first incorrect answer, because I was certain I knew everything there was to know.
Yeah.
The first incorrect answer, because you're in a public environment, maybe it was just total spontaneity. I just went, F! Like this, at the top of my, and I did it so loudly that I actually looked around, and there's this little section where you wait for your licenses after they take the picture.
Mommy, that man scared me.
And thank God there were no little kids in there. But everybody was looking up
Michael
at me.
Michael Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, TV's Alan Thicke. But I have a motorcycle license now.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Yes, here it is, and I am ready for the open road. I am now ready to die.
You are the man.
Vroom, vroom.
Congratulations.
Very exciting.
No kidding.
Thank you.
Got the license.
Just
got to get a bike.
And that's the picture, incidentally. That's a fresh picture.
Can I see that?
That's a fresh picture. Hair was not washed yet.
You might want to change that. Change your publicity picture.
Yes, that's a good one, isn't
that's
it?
That's a good license photo. You know what's good about this? Is the cops ever pull you over?
Mm-hmm.
I know you weren't. You look bombed.
I know. I mean,
because your hair is that kind of plastered over.
No, it's not because of the hair. I was.
Oh.
Best way to go to DMV.
I was. I had about six Bloody Marys before I went in there.
And some champagne.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike.
Yes,
Mike.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Hey, do you know why they make such a big deal out of Mother's Day?
Why?
Because we don't do the drop. You know, take our kids, drop them off, see you later.
What do you mean?
Huh? Why?
Well, you know, you were saying that they make such a big deal out of Mother's Day, but not Father's Day.
No, honey, that was me, Don. I was championing that.
I'm sorry.
They